Democratic strategist Simon Rosenberg has been getting a whole lot of kudos lately because, you know what, unlike all the Democrats that continue to put their tail between their legs, he's always said, you know, I don't think Democrats really have much to worry about. They have a lot of work to do, but not the much to worry about. And why is that? The pathway. I'll explain that afterwards, but listen to what he has to say, and then we'll take it on the other side.
With 7 months to go until Election Day, President Biden is facing headwinds. Inflation has improved, but it's still higher than anybody wants it to be. Voters say the crisis at the border is a top issue, and the president is facing backlash within his own party for how he has handled Israel and Gaza. The polls show an incredibly tight race between Biden and Donald Trump, and there are Democrats out there that are worried. But one presidential campaign veteran is urging his fellow Dems to calm down. And he is here tonight to explain why. I'm very glad to welcome Democratic strategist and consultant Simon Rosenberg. Yeah. I'm a big follower and fan of his work. So we want to start, yeah. Simon. I got to give you credit. You went against the crowd and correctly yeah. predicted there would be no red wave in 2022. Yeah. So tell us why you think Democrats are too worried about this election.
Well, first of all, Stephanie, it's great to be here. And I'm also a fan of your work over many years. And it's a pleasure to be here tonight. So my basic take on where things are right now is that Joe Biden has been a good president. The country's better off. We have a strong case for reelection. The Democratic Party is strong, unified, raising tons of money and winning elections all across the country. And what do the Republicans have, right? They have Trump. Who's the ugliest political thing that we've ever seen in our lifetime. And their party is an unprecedented dumpster fire. And so when I look at all of this, I believe that over time, and I think the general view of the campaign and people like me, is that as the general election began and people started paying attention and the campaign was turned on, that we would see Joe Biden's approval rating and his numbers come up, his polling numbers come up. And they have, right? I mean, we are in much better shape today than we were a few weeks ago. And I feel like the election is moving in a direction where we should all be quietly confident that we have, as you pointed out, that we got this, that if we execute, we work hard. Look, a lot of things are going to happen. Things are going to change. It always happens in elections. But if we do the work and work hard, I think we should be able to win in November.
Given the, as you put it, unprecedented dumpster fire that is Donald Trump and the Republican Party, why do you think polls are as tight as they are? Do you just think they're not representative? Because when the polls have been this tight, look at the last few elections. They're not even connected to what election results are.
Yeah, I think it's, listen, I think for most Americans, they're not really paying attention. I mean, I don't think that these polls have any predictive value whatsoever. Polls can never predict the future. All they can do is tell you where things are today. And I think vast numbers of Americans are not paying very close attention. And what's important for your viewers to realize is that when voters have had to pay attention, when there have been actual elections, we keep overperforming expectations and Republicans continue to struggle. It's happened again and again, particularly since Dobbs in the spring of 2022. Where I really do think that politics changed in America. I think there was a before and after moment. And in the election since Dobbs, when people are paying attention, we've continued to outperform expectations. The most recent example of that was in New York 3, right? Just nearby New York City, where it was supposed to be a very close race. We were only up 2 or 3 points in the polls. And Tom Suozzi won by 8 points. That was supposed to be a big bellwether that was going to tell us a lot about this election. And we kicked their ass, frankly, in that election. And so I think, you know, you've also seen it in Trump, right? Trump, the struggle that I mentioned has shown up with Trump in the early states. He's been underperforming polls. In 2020, he overperformed polls. This election, he's underperforming polls. He's showing a sign of weakness that when people have had to make up their mind, they went with Nikki Haley, they went with other candidates, because at the end of the day, he really is an ugly figure. I mean, the Republicans have rallied behind an historically ugly candidate. And I think that when people have gone in, when they've had to consider Trump 2024, who I think is far weaker and more degraded and more diminished than he was in 2020, you know, he's really struggled. And another example of that is the problems they're having raising money. I mean, they're having enormous financial problems on the Republican side, which is another sign of no confidence by Republican voters in his leadership.
Let me tell you, the pathway for a victory throughout this country has been laid out. And interestingly, much of it has been laid out by the Republicans for us. right? The Republicans made sure that every woman knows she's under attack, and we have the examples to prove that women are, in fact, under attack. That women, as far as the Republican orthodoxy is concerned, they don't care about the lives of women. They care more about the lives of fetuses and their ideological direction. So that is one thing. Likewise, it is there that the policies that they support when it comes to employment, when it I mentioned in the title that I believe there is going to be a landslide, not only nationally, but also locally. Let me give a great example. All we see from Republicans here in Harris County, we passed a bill similar to a test program for a basic income program to see how it works. And it was passed. And as soon as people were ready to get it, the Texas Attorney General filed suit, and the conservative Supreme Court ultimately today blocked it, or yesterday blocked it. So as these checks were going to go out to people to start giving them a hands up, they saw a rich criminal attorney general just snatch it out of their hands, because he would hate giving families a $500 check to give them a hand up, but he doesn't mind giving millions of your money, subsidies. And that's just local, right? And this is something that's happening nationally over and over again. Every type of law being supported by Republicans are punitive. Even the border, which they claim to be a big problem, as soon as a solution comes about, that is the toughest immigration bill that I don't agree with, but Biden was willing to sign it. A tough immigration bill that came out, and I don't even remember the points in the bill. They came out against it, which means they continue the status quo. The entire pathway for victory and showing that these guys are nothing but charlatanes is there. And if Democrats just walk that path, they will walk directly into victory.
We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you really like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, number one, subscribe to our channel, and number two, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please join.